violinist Jonathan Crow in performance, and for good reason. He's about to join us on the line. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at the arts. James Ennis in performance. The Grammy Award-winning Canadian violinist will open the online festival being put together by Toronto Summer Music. Performances begin on Thursday and run through August 1st. The Toronto Summer Music Online Festival features some of the favorite offerings audiences have come to expect at the annual event, including from international stars, masterclasses, kids concerts, world premieres, and Toronto Summer Music Academy fellows and their esteemed mentors in concert. And this was no easy feat to transfer Toronto Summer Music to your computer or TV screen. It took a legion of donors, funders, venue staff, artists, and our special guest this afternoon to put it all together. You can visit torontosummermusic.com for links to the online festival concerts and the full schedule of events. Jonathan Crow is the artistic director of Toronto Summer Music, a celebrated solo violinist, a collaborator with groups like the New Orphics Quartet, concertmaster with the TSO. He joins us on the phone this afternoon, and welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to be with you. So much to get to, and before we dive into this online festival, you've been so busy, it seems, with these online concerts and performances for various organizations. It feels like you haven't really stopped through this pandemic.
Yeah, you know, it's been a change from what I normally do, right? The first thing I actually did with people was about 2 weeks ago. Everything else has been like, you know, through the computer, listening to click tracks, you know, putting things together in video files. And I got to admit, it's been really nice the last couple of weeks to get back into the recording studio and play with people to be able to adjust and, you know, recreate the live experience at least a little bit.
It is great, and great. It's wonderful to see that happening across the world and certainly here in North America. You know, we received the tough news that the TSO 2020-21 season will not go forward as planned, but still some live events. Speaking of a little bit about what you were just talking about there, what's your reaction to that announcement, and what is your sense of what we might expect from the TSO this fall and into next year?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, we were very sad. We had an amazing season. It was our first season with our new music director. But I think, you know, the musicians are actually kind of excited about the opportunity that this gives us to do different and new things, right? Before, we loved Roy Thomson Hall, but because of the scheduling difficulties and just the time that we have, getting outside of the hall and getting into different communities, getting into schools, getting into, like, you know, the boroughs of Toronto has always been difficult for us. And I think one of the nice things about next year, with the smaller planned events and the kind of more flexible ensembles, we're looking forward to being able to meet our audiences where they are, be able to get into schools, be able to get into, you know, outdoor venues, old folks' homes, like anywhere that people haven't necessarily been able to come to Roy Thomson Hall and see the symphony. We're hoping to bring it to them.
That is a very positive spin, my friend, and I'm so glad so glad to hear you say that. And I honestly mean that, and I think it's wonderful that that is being looked at as an opportunity. So let's get to Toronto Summer Music. It sounds like everyone really pitched in to make this work online. James Ennis this Thursday night with pianist Andrew Armstrong, 7:45 p.m. at torontosummermusic.com. I see it's in Seattle, so is that kind of the idea? You've got these performances being beamed in from all over the world?
Yeah, we got a mix of different things. So obviously with the border crossing, we couldn't get any of our American artists or anybody that lives in the States in to record in Toronto. So for a lot of them, for Jimmy and for the Dover Quartet, we asked them if they could record wherever they might be. And it so happened that James was actually flying into Seattle to do some recordings for his summer music festival, and was able to put this together for us from the beautiful new Seattle Center for Chamber Music, which is basically their rehearsal space at the Seattle Chamber Music Festival. The Dover Quartet is in Vail, Colorado right now, doing the same thing for Vail Performing Arts. So it's been nice. There have been a lot of places that have been like, okay, you know, we're going to open up our facilities to the artists and make it easy for people to at least stay in contact with all of their fans from all around the world.
I think that's fantastic, and what a hurdle for people to jump over. But here we are getting to experience them from different parts of North America. Now, speaking of James, you've got a masterclass set of events. This is something you typically would do with Toronto Summer Music, but three, James, Julie Albers, and then members of the Mirror Quartet later in the month.
Right. And this, because we normally have fellows. These are young artists at Toronto Summer Music, and you know, they're not students. These are young professionals who are making that kind of final leap into their own professional careers. And they come to Toronto Summer Music and they play together with the professional mentors that we have, people like James, like the Mirro Quartet. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that so much this year, but we can still do classes. And James has just recorded a series of Bach and Isaiah sonatas from his living room in Florida, which he told me he recorded in the middle of the night. He's hanging out with his kids all day, and you know, he doesn't see them that much because he's on the road. And this is, you know, the one kind of shining, saving grace about this is that he gets to hang out with his family.
That's a story we do hear from time to time.
Yeah, yes. Having recordings all night long, and then like, you know, waking up at 7 to see his kids. But like, so he just did all the Bach and Isaias, which you should check out. But he's going to do a masterclass for our fellows. Performing Bach and Isaiah. So,
and then on Friday,
I come to that, are going to be amazing.
On Fridays, you will have your fellow Fridays as well, where you'll have performances happening, I guess, in sort of midday on Fridays.
Yeah, exactly, which are recreating what we normally had at Heliconian Hall. We'd have these noon hour concerts for the fellows. And so we've got three amazing artists. Nathan Meltzer, who's, you know, I think his audition tape was him playing Tchaikovsky concerto with like the orchestra, the Radio France or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Greg Lewis, who anybody that went to the festival last year will remember, is just amazing. And then actually an Art of Song fellow from a few years ago, Emma Nikolovska, who I knew as a violinist many years back and just finished recording with her, and she is just spectacular. You know, we were all kind of in awe. She did three takes of the Chanson Perpetuelle, and it was basically just perfect.
So the fellows, midday, Friday, July 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. So keep that in mind. We're going by days here. So your Saturday showcase, Saturday evenings at 7:45, you've got Moonlight Memories and the Dover Quartet. Two fantastic Saturday nights planned for us.
Yeah, and then we got that. Phil Chu and Denis Pelletier, who Toronto audiences will know as the new associate principal violist of the TSO, are doing that first one, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and the Shostakovich Viola Sonata, which is actually a tribute to Beethoven in his memory and quotes the Moonlight Sonata. The second one, the Dover Quartet, performing Beethoven Opus 59 number 2, like one of the greatest Beethoven string quartets. And if I recall correctly, it was their Banff Prize-winning piece. And then actually the last one we have there is August 1st, which is the Beethoven Septet, which was going to be our season opener. I suppose that would have been just last week, but instead we're going to use it to close the festival.
Close the show. And we're being beamed in, by the way, from Kingston and from Colorado and different places all around the world to make these concerts happen. You've got your mentor Mondays as well, which you'll be putting together. And we can't get to everything, but there's the classical kids concerts. Wednesdays at 11 a.m., you've got violinist Andrew Wan, cellist Brian Manker, and pianist Philip Chu performing Bach and Beethoven on Thursday the 23rd. The Latham Ensemble, the VC2 cello duo, and then, as you just mentioned, your big festival closer out of Kingston.
Right.
So
yeah, it's a great mix of stuff, and like, you know, it's kind of a sampling of what we normally would have had, but we've tried to touch all the bases of what we have live at TSM every year.
It's fantastic. Jonathan Crowe, Artistic Director with Toronto Summer Music. So glad that you were able to make this happen. And the festival begins Thursday and streams online with concerts through August 1st. TorontoSummerMusic.com. Write that down. A lot of great live music happening through that website, TorontoSummerMusic.com, to get to the schedule and to watch. And Jonathan, thank you once again for being here. And we're so glad that you're back performing with people.
Thanks. It's such a pleasure.
Here with the Oasis here on the new Classical FM, and I'm just having a look at our time. I think we'll get to a little James Innes here with Paganini.